This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. In the early morning hours at our home near the banks of the old Guajolote, I can hear the low drone of a Cummins engine pumping water. I started hearing it this past summer and then into the fall, the unmistakable sound of water being pumped for a centerfire pivot. And in the quietest time of the day, you know, and I hear it. I can hear it all day long, but the mornings are when it kills the silence. A new pivot just a few miles away. I shouldn't be surprised. New fields are being opened up all across the Sulphur Springs Valley. The pivots water corn, alfalfa, cotton, sometimes milo. But also thousands of acres have been planted in pecan trees. And on a drive from our home to Douglas, I can see hundreds of acres of newly cleared land and pecan trees going in. And that's just from the highway. If I were to head east or west off that north-south highway, I would find hundreds more acres of pecan trees. The local slang for pecan trees is simply trees. If I'm in the feed store and remark about seeing a new well being drilled, they'll say, oh, they're putting in trees. Ancient water, water that is thousands and thousands of years old, is being pumped from the aquifers at an astounding rate that sooner or later will be too deep to get to, and the valley agriculture will be abandoned, no doubt. Anyway, water is so precious, such a gift, life-giving all around the borderlands. There's evidence of lives depending on water before it disappeared. Years ago, I was working in Tucson. I was so lucky. I got included and involved in some work that was in studying and documenting plants and critters of a section of the Santa Cruz River called the West Branch, a section of that river that runs right through Tucson. It has relics of another time when that river ran. The river whose headwaters are the San Rafael Valley, a river that runs into Mexico, then turns around and runs north across the desert. It's the reason settlements, ancient and new, were in the desert. It's the reason for Tucson. And it's hard to believe when you look at that river now that it was the center of life. But when I learned about that desert river from those marvelous colleagues, I wrote this song. I've been reading all these stories about a dry riverbed, how it ran 100 years ago, at least that's what I've read. There were cottonwoods and ash trees and mesquite bosques with wilders and elderberries back in those olden days. There were marshes and meadows not far from the banks. We'd find frogs and toads in quiet little tanks. There were fish in the water, there were birds in the trees, and the shade on the river made for a cool desert breeze. Bring back the water, bring back the flow to the river that crossed the desert so long ago. Sometimes I tell you, just gives me the blues when I think of that river we call the Santa Cruz. That was a long time ago, and it might be hard to find clues of the plants and the animals along that old Santa Cruz. I missed it all, and though I wasn't even there, when I think of that river, it just don't seem fair. Please bring back the water, bring back the flow to the river that crossed the desert so long ago. Sometimes I tell you, it just gives me the blues when I think of that river we call the Santa Cruz. That was a long time ago, and it might be hard to find clues of the plants and the animals along that old Santa Cruz. There were fish in the water, there were birds in the trees, and the shade on that river made for a cool desert breeze. Listen, there were fish in the water, there were birds in the trees, and the shade on the river made for a cool desert breeze. I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.